Correct.
But it hardly seems fair to me.
Well, of course it's not fair. And a damn good thing, too. Give the like of Baldric the vote, and we'll be back to cavorting druids, death by stoning, and dung for dinner.
Well, I'm having dung for dinner tonight.
So, who are they electing when they have these elections?
Oh, the same old char. Fat Tory landowners who get made MPs when they reach a certain weight. Raving revolutionaries who think that just because they do a day's work, that somehow gives them the right to get paid. Basically, it's a right old mess. Toffs at the top, plebs at the bottom, and me in the middle making a fat pile of cash out of boom.
Well, you've got to watch out, Mr. Blackadder. Things are bound to change.
Not while Pitt the Elder's Prime Minister, they aren't. He's about as effective as a cat flap in an elephant house. As long as his feet are warm and he gets a nice cup of milky tea in the sun before his morning nap, he doesn't bother anyone until his potty needs emptying.
Members of the House of Commons, I call upon the new Prime Minister of Great Britain and her empires, Mr. William Pitt, the younger.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, I shall be brief, as I have, rather unfortunately, become Prime Minister right in the middle of my exams. I look forward to fulfilling my duty in a manner which Nanny would be proud. I shall introduce legislation to utterly destroy three enemies of the state.